Hi, this is Fitness Radio, and you're back with Priya Dogra. So we are going to talk about your worst enemy today. Worst enemy for somebody who's trying to lose weight, somebody who's determined to do something about it, but this enemy will pull you down every single day. So what are we talking about? We are talking about cravings for unhealthy foods and most probably, in all probability, sugar-laden foods. So you're doing good the whole day, come 4 o'clock, you just want to have a piece of chocolate, those fries you made for your kids are really tempting you, or you just want to have a Coke, a bottle of Coke, or you just want to have that mithai which came in for Diwali or for any other occasion. So what do you do then? That's the worst problem anybody can face, because you are determined, but these cravings will be there at every corner, every time you turn a leaf, and they will tempt you and tempt you and tempt you. So what you can do is, and what I personally also do is that if you are really craving for something, the best way to deal with it is distract yourself. Stop thinking about it. Distract yourself, drink water, probably have a cup of green tea or have a cup of coffee, or you know, get busy or keep yourself occupied. So that will ward it off for some time, and it will also fade it away for some time. And if you're really determined, you might just put it at the back of your head. Other thing which you can do is you can probably add more protein to the meal in after which you're feeling most hungry. So if you're feeling most hungry or you crave for something extra in the evening, probably add more protein to your lunch. So if you're otherwise having a small bowl of dal, probably increase it or make it two bowls. If you're having paneer or chicken, so probably increase the quantity and have a good, full, satisfying meal. So if you are already hungry in lunch, you will feel hungry within an hour of eating lunch. So probably make the lunch your biggest meal so that you are good to go till dinner, or you know, this evening craving can be warded off. Some other things which help you in the cravings is that you can have chewing gum, you can have those sauf, you can have elaichi. These things help, and they have known to help many people. You can also, like I said, go for a walk, have a good or maybe have a good shower, and you know, just relax yourself, grab your favorite book. So these are some things which will help you ward off the cravings and take your mind off it. Also, another thing which I can tell you from experience is that always plan your meals a day before. Generally, when we plan a day before, we are much more organized. We know what we are going to eat. So we are looking forward to those meals. But if you have not planned, or if you're doing impromptu cooking, then you will tend to cheat, you will tend to overeat, or you will tend to include things which you had not initially planned and might not be so healthy. So if your food is well planned, you are less likely to be tempted, and you will also experience lesser cravings. So always be very, very organized when it comes to food for yourself. I know you might be busy cooking for the family, for the kids, so you might put your food on the back burner. But if you plan your meals properly, then you will have much more control over your diet. Also, don't make the mistake of going hungry for 6-7 hours and, you know, telling yourself that I can go hungry, I don't need food. You might not need food in the head, but your body still needs it. So what will happen, the moment you will start eating after a long gap, you will tend to overeat. So it's better to eat on time and eat balanced meals than to overeat and torture yourself by being extremely hungry. Also, like we all know that most of us are emotional eaters, or stress plays a very big role in eating in our lives. So if you're stressed, you tend to eat more, you tend to eat foods which are calorie laden. So I know we don't have a short formula for eradicating stress from our life, but do simple things like meditate, switch off your phone in the night, spend some time with your children, with your parents, you know, so that you have those quiet moments, your me time, where you can relax, and probably help, that will help in handling the stress much more, rather than, you know, being on this roller coaster ride all the time and balancing all the balls at the time, at the same time, sorry. Also, like I said last time, sleeping is very, very important, and sleeping on time is very important. Many of us think that you don't sleep 5 days a week or sleep like 2 or 3 hours and make up for it over the weekend. That is a very wrong notion. The body doesn't work like that. You have to give it 5 to 6 hours of sleep, sound sleep every day for it to recover, repair, and to be rejuvenated in the morning. So please ensure that you're sleeping well and you're sleeping on time, and so that you know your body is relaxed and it can cope up with your daily routines and support you accordingly. Also, one more thing which I have seen a lot of people do is that when you're very hungry, you tend to go and shop for food. So don't do that, because what will happen, you will invariably go to the aisle which will have all the food which is like temptation and which is the food which you should not be eating, and you will end up buying it, and then you will think, I bought it, so I might as well eat it. So never go to a supermarket when you're hungry. Always go to a supermarket after a proper meal so that you can think straight and buy what you need and not buy on impulse. So these are the things which I think will help you once you are going to start eating healthy and you're battling with the cravings. So remember to eat sensibly, remember to eat on time, drink lots of water. When you go shopping, take a list. Just don't go and pick up everything which says healthy, fat-free, skimmed, slimming. Make a list and buy what you need, and don't be a hoarder. Just because, you know, it's something says low fat or something says healthy, let me buy 4 bottles. You might end up eating those 4 bottles in a week. So buy as much as you need. Don't buy extra. Think of it as a compulsory walk which you will be taking every week just to go and shop. And also remember to be positive, smile. You get one life, make the best of it. And if you have any suggestions, if you have some ideas, innovative ideas, which you have done to handle the stress, to handle the cravings, do write in, or you can drop in a message, and we'll be talking next week very soon.